Welcome to Mary's Moments, everyone. We have a very special guest joining us from Sedona, Arizona. Visionary artist and vision seeker, Rod Bearcloud Berry, and also from bearcloud.com. Bearcloud, you are a world-renowned artist. It's incredible, everybody. You have to check out his art. But for people that don't know about your other life...
We're lucky on this planet that we have you because you've turned... to be a world forefront expert in crop circles, and you actually coined that phrase, Starglyph, Bearcloud?
Yes, I did. Back in the early 1998s and 1999, I realized that these were a gift from the stars and that the teachings that were in them were related that away, and so I called them Starglyphs.
And isn't that interesting that when there are these incredible gifts for us from... you're calling from the Star Nation people, that so many of the people on Earth just ignore them and say that they're hoaxes, and when there are these people like you that will be able to translate what the meaning is for us. So it's kind of, what do you think of that? Isn't that kind of strange to you when people just put them off all to hoaxes?
My journey has taken me to a funny place with all this over the past few years, and I feel that I have an ability to be able to make distinctions between hoaxes, or what they would call the hoaxes, and the real Starglyphs. The ones that are important to me are the ones that carry teachings that they stand apart. They take it to a level of understanding that is equivalent to the finest teachers of the Buddhist nation, Native nations, and all of the long-standing teachings that have gone around the planet that have held water for a long time. Many of these are a match for those. Those are the ones that are important to me. There are many that are hoaxed, but those fall to the wayside for me. They don't have the same sort of expression in them, they become very evident to me, so I just leave them to the wayside.
Well, ones that you have written about on your website, anybody can go to bearcloud.com and then see all of your artwork and then go on to your site about the Starglyphs, and that is at the starnationgallery.com.
That's right.
But one in particular that I was looking at just today, and I've seen these over time, but there's so much information on your website, Bearcloud. It's just fascinating and beautiful. But when you said that your understanding about a dolphin starglyph came after when you saw a later glyph that appeared, the chakra starglyph.
Right.
And I just wanted to read this one thing that I read on your website so people understand how beautiful your website is too and what you're expressing. But you said the symbology in the dolphin starglyph was reflecting the deeper ways of universal and self-love. Then you said it expressed swimming into the waters of the universe and reflecting the greatest light. If one looks at the water when the sun is reflecting on the water, it prisms the light into magical beams made of stars that reach into every direction. This is the essence of what we are gifted with when we are able to walk with these understandings as part of our everyday world. Now that to me is just incredible. So much of that on your website, Bearcloud. It's just, you're walking a beautiful walk and you're an inspiration to everybody.
Thank you so much. It's truly an honor. They touch me in a very deep place, these important starglyphs. And
there's so many of them. It's one of the main reasons I wanted to interview you today. Like, there's so many things to talk to you about, which is awesome. But the real purpose of today's show is to ask you about a new book that you have called The Seven Fires. So would you like to tell us the purpose of your book and a bit about it?
Okay. There are several things going on in this book that are important. It covers quite a range. First of all, it's a narrative. It's a story about Native understanding and Native teachings through just a simple walk and the way that things are done on a particular journey and what had unfolded with some of those things. Now, each one of these teachings are an infinite understanding, an infinite way, so that what I talk about is only a small piece of what many of these things are actually about. But it's enough to understand the nature of a Native way and how those things are seen and understood. So now, inside side of it, the book evolves from a story of Native people communicating to Native people, and evolves slowly into star glyphs, which I became involved with many years later. And what I discovered in the process of the 12 years that I've been researching these things is that there were seven symbols that were gifted to this planet that carry a universal understanding of immense magnitude. Very, very important messages that I believe spread the consciousness of the universe. And these messages I call the seven fires, which is the title of my book. These seven fires are the things that all human beings on this planet are searching for and create our higher connections to the universe, the earth, and everything that we're involved with. And they are magical symbols, very important. And so the book in its journey unfolds these symbols one at a time and explains what they have to do with.
Well, that is incredible, Bear Cub.
Thank you. And it has over 50 new pages of color I've added into it, which brought it to almost 140, 150 pages of color, almost 500 plates of color images to go along with the narrative. So it's a 440-page book, actually.
And what are the pictures? Like, are you putting in pictures of the actual star glyphs or other kinds of pictures?
Yes, they're drawings of mine. They're notes of mine that have been taken over a period of time. They're hand-drawn images in pencil. Images that I've created in the computer that show the hidden qualities of many of the star glyphs that are very, very important. It has my paintings in there. It starts off with a couple of those and explains how some of those are connected to my journey and how those evolved into the star glyphs and connected to those too. It's a pretty comprehensive journey. And now what the beauty is of this book, as you get down near the end, I have to tell you, what has happened here is through the process of this, I was gifted the understanding of what the foundation of the pyramids of Egypt were all about. And I know that's an awful big statement to make.
But what do you mean by the foundations? Like why they
the
were
reason,
built?
The reason why they were built.
Oh.
The underlying current of what caused them to be built the way they were. And it's very, very precise, and it was done with the precision of a surgeon's scalpel. It is nothing haphazard about it. It was very planned, and each one is completely different than the other, and people really don't understand what these were about. But I unfold this whole magical journey about what those pyramids were about, why they were built. And I can tell you now that these beings, these people who built it, were absolutely magical. And a lot of people already know that, but they won't know this because it's never surfaced. And I can promise you that this information is not out there. It's going to be unshakable, basically. It's not disprovable.
Well, that is exciting news. And it's something that you're saying that magic is going to be coming back into the world again.
Absolutely.
You are so full of positivity and love, and you're so full of integrity that to hear a person like you talking about this is, you're talking about the whole world shifting into a better world.
Yes. And part of why this was given was to open up those doors so that those very qualities could then begin to emerge one more time. The planet has fallen out of harmony with itself. It's lost track of its higher understanding, a higher purpose, and this will most certainly assist in implementing those things back together in a really beautiful, easy, and really wonderful way.
Well, it's funny, like the whole purpose of my radio show when I started it was to inspire people to help themselves, and you hear Mahatma Gandhi speaking about be the change you want to see in the world, and people like that. And that's how I try on my journey, is to make myself a better person. And this is something that I've noticed is a constant theme through your writings, too.
Yeah. And I can promise you it's a constant thing through the pyramids as well.
see them now.
Yeah.
After I read your book.
Yes.
Now, people find information about your book right at the starnationsgallery.com, or and everything can be found right through bearcloud.com as well. The book is Seven Fires and be available in January 2010, right?
Yes.
That's right. It's Lanet, so everybody can read about Seven Fires. But one thing I noticed, I wrote down a quote too from your other writings, is that what do we do with the star glyphs from a few years ago? You wrote down that caption and you said, the star glyphs open the doors for each person to carry their own staff of truth, their own pillar of light. Each person is to be a shining beacon. Now, I love that. So that's now, after a few years, Bear Cloud, you've actually went into the bear cave and came out with the book to help every person become their own beacon?
Yes, that's exactly right. All of this will assist everyone to these higher things that have been forgotten on the planet, that have been forgotten within ourselves. And there's a lot of people reawakening and remembering how important all of that is. And this will only support those things to a higher level. It'll just continue to fuel that spirit that's important to everyone, and realign it so that we're this purpose and walk on our Earth Mother here will once again be understood for how it's supposed to be in our sacred journey here.
A sacred journey here on the planet Earth.
Yes.
Well, do you think this is a message that our world is ready for?
I think that the way this has been given to me, that there is no mistake, that this is the right timing for it. And I'm doing everything in my power to put it out there exactly as it was given to me, without coloring it, without doing anything other than giving it the truth of what's there. And everybody can take their own journey of decision and understanding about what they think it is. Because in truth, there's a myriad of understandings and myriad of ways of this sacred path, this journey on the Earth Mother. And this opens up the door to allow people to do it in their own place, in their own timing, in their own way, however that is. But it will most definitely support all of that.
Well, your book, Seven Fires, then, is going to really, I think, act as a catalyst for a lot of people. So you are a spiritual teacher, a visionary artist, and you're following your path and inspiring all of us to read on and figure it out what's behind you, Bear Cloud.
Thank you.
God for that you're here on the planet. I think it was your webmaster said that Bear Cloud's art is a living language, and that's what you've been doing, is like through your art, giving us a new language. And then what happened was the Star Nation peoples have come down and gifted you with all of the symbols so that you could figure it out for all of us, eh?
Oh, we're staying. Maybe so. My abilities as a seer has opened up some really wonderful doors for me to be able to show some unseen qualities and unseen truths that exist within our universe that every person is connected to.
And I find that a lot in your writings, too, is about the oneness of everything.
Yes, everything is connected.
But if somebody helps themselves, then it helps every single person on the planet.
We're all connected, and being a light into the universe is definitely just everyone's path into being the best example that we can of how to journey that road.
One thing that you've mentioned in the past is about gratitude being the key to everything. And so
That's true. Yes, gratitude is the key. That kind of breaks down all the barriers and opens up the door for those things to flow into our world that are important to us, and allow the things to move out, and for people to feel the truth of our heart and our being. It's not a weakness, it's a strength.
Would you tell us a little bit about the Chameleon Project, Bear Cloud?
Yes, the Chameleon Project is a nonprofit of mine that I've been working on for about 8 years now. That's a massive structure with gardens built underneath it that carries some of these star glyph symbols weaved throughout it. And it's a place of spirit and contemplation. It's a place, a higher path. It can be used in many different ways, but it's there to promote one's higher journey and connections to the universe. But once people read my book and see the understanding that I've been able to expose about the pyramids, we'll most definitely understand why I'm doing this and what's so important about it, because the planet needs to change, and this structure actually allows a connection into the universe that's very important, and at the same time creates almost like an incubator of sorts for people on their journeys, no matter what it is. It promotes it to a higher level of understanding and brings about the oneness that's important on the planet, and simply promotes the qualities that are important to everyone, you know, the higher path.
The higher path.
Yes.
So we are in the evolvement stage. I saw that word. I'd never heard that word. So that was another word.
Yes.
One thing that we've talked about before, I think, is that, like, words even carry energy with them. So you have, like, something that's glorious, like that word sounds so awesome, and harmony. And then you have other words that are discord, and we don't, like, the energy's attached to them.
Right.
That's one thing I was wondering about your symbols. Like, you talk about the difference between light, and every light needs shade. So I just wondered if you'd talk a little bit about the symbols.
We do exist on a world of polarity. So where there's light, there's shadow. It's a gift of the physical world, actually, and we've evolved onto the planet and decided to come here and join it. But it has to be within these perimeters of understanding. And so this road of polarity, if a person has not yet found a journey, can be very disturbing to a lot of people, because we find ourselves kind of batted around, perhaps, from place to place and moving back and forth between love and fear all the time. But once we found a journey, one can rise above all of those things and understand the true nature and the true truth that exists there. And so this symbol would be drawn, for example, with a triangle that's a pyramid shape. Each of these symbols, like this triangle, carries an infinite truth like that, that we're all related to and all understand in our deeper essence. And it can go with unspoken words, because it's infinite. But in truth, that's what a lot of these have to do with, is how we evolve into these higher paths.
So do you have some words of advice for someone who is seeking out there and wants to evolve into a higher path, the good starting point for them?
Well, I think that starting point would be to understand that there is another place of spirit, that there's something else that's beyond this material world. That's very important. And no matter how you see it or what tradition that you follow, that path is very, very important to our evolvement into a higher place. And there are many teachers on the planet who explain how important that type of thing truly is, how important the nature of spirit is to our world. And if a person can find this place and begin to rise above it, then they are truly evolving into beings of this higher order and higher understanding, and open up some brand new doorways to be able to understand some of the magic and things that exist in our universe that may not have been seen before. Some of the special connections that are important to everyone on their journey. Perhaps I would offer something like that.
Well, I thought another way is that they can get your book, The Seven Fires, and that's the best starting place.
It's a really fun book. It's a really fun book. I think people are going to really enjoy it. I'm excited about how people might feel and take this book. I know already from just the limited amount of people who've seen my manuscript that it's really assisting a lot of people already. So very exciting for me.
Well, life really is an adventure, and then now you've just upped the adventure on the planet Earth, haven't you, Bear Cloud?
Oh, maybe so. We'll have to see.
With some help from the star people, right?
With some help from the star people, yes, absolutely.
Well, that is so cool to hear about the new book. I was so excited to hear about that. Everybody was wondering what happened to you over the past couple of years.
I really needed to be uninfluenced by the outside world, and I spent a couple of years literally in ceremony with very limited contact out there, and only when I had to in order to complete it so that it would be really perfect in the way that I need for it to be.
Well, it sounds like an incredible, like even a huge book. Like, so it's a huge undertaking that you've done.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah. And really, though, for people to, like for what you've put together, I can't believe you've got the artwork in there. And there's so many crop circles, too. Like, if you, even on your website, I've noticed that you haven't put any up in the last little while. But and I noticed, though, that you're talking about going over to England again in 2010. So
yes, it looks like I'm headed. That's right. It looks like I'm headed over there at that time, and I'll be talking about them, carrying the Seven Fires book with me, and showing some of the secrets of the pyramids I've been able to uncover. And I have to tell you right now, it's not a little; it's pretty vast. The amount of things I've been given with it, and might be very surprised when you see it. So, I'm hoping to do some presentations that show how these things work and how these ancient people were able to see that those things happen, and perhaps what they saw in their mind's eye as they moved through their daily journey and how evolved those people truly were.
Do you also have an understanding of what went wrong then for everything to get so bad again?
Yeah, I understand it. I didn't explain that so much in the book, but I do understand it. It boils down to the same thing that's always been a problem. It boils down to greed and possessiveness, all the disharmonic things that slowly evolved for those people over a period of time. So their ways just kind of became slowly lost over the thousands of years, you know, a little piece at a time until it was finally forgotten.
Is
yeah,
that,
we can create a circle, releasing things and putting things out. And this, we are the creator of our own road. And so we make the decisions on how our road go. We're not a victim of our surroundings. And these will help assist us in taking that journey exactly how it needs to be. So there's a higher harmonics that are important to us.
You talked about sacred geometry. Can you explain to everybody just a little bit about, like, is that something that just came naturally to you because you were born with these gifts, about the symbols and, like, is that something that's incorporated? It must be in your book, too?
Oh, yeah, it's loaded with symbols that are important to me, and things that came to me in vision as long as 25 years ago is incorporated into this book. That ended up being a part of a star glyph, actually, and I've always been connected to these symbols. And you'll discover in the book how it was actually a part of my ancient ancestors that really set these symbols forward and were such a massive part of their world at that time. Literally a window within me that was reawakened again. So to move with, and because it was such an influence from my past, even though at the time I may not even have realized it myself. So, yeah.
Is there one star glyph in particular that set your life on fire?
Well, there was a couple of them, actually, but there was one that really kind of got me going with the star glyph. It hit me like a bolt of lightning, really, and it was a symbol of two circles, and one of the circles was the sun and the moon, and then there was a mirror image flipped the other way around on the opposite side, and encompassed by what I call a vesica Pisces, or an all-seeing eye, the geometry that would create the all-seeing eye. And it was very magical for me and impacted me deeply when I saw it.
Actually, I think I might have read about that one today, and you had drawn a picture just before you had seen that one that was quite similar to it. Was that the one?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's pretty wild, huh?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of synchronistic things happened to me through all these things, and I explained a great deal of it in the book. In fact, you take a journey with all of it. Actually, when you read the book, kind of unfold this story as it unfolded for me. and allowing everyone to take that same journey that I went on and see it through my eyes, really.
Well, it must have been exciting for you to put it down on paper and see the progression, because you had been living it for so long.
Yeah, that's
right. Look back at the enormity of it all.
Yeah, it was fun to go back through and revisit all those important qualities to see how everything evolved the way it did and how magically it all unfolded, really. And I think that's one of the more important qualities in my book, is just these magical things that unfolded, just thing after thing, just kept coming. And I believe it was assisted by the Star Nation people, actually, and there was a lot of things going on. It's hard to understand, really, until you read the book, but explained quite well in there. For example, I had been working on the content within one star glyph, actually, that ended up, I called it the Star Nation Book of Spiritual Knowledge, because in the end, it had more than 52 important symbols unseen within this one glyph. One of the things that unfolded in within this star glyph was this symbol that, hard to describe on the phone here, really, but there was a door, a window that got opened that allowed these symbols to flow like water. And this star glyph was just magical beyond comprehension, really, and became one of the more important star glyphs to me and what was revealed through it.
Well, I think everybody just has to go out and buy Seven Fires now, and then we'll know exactly what you're talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Bear Cloud, I really appreciate you taking your time and sharing your part of your story with us. And I think the more and more people hear about your message, the more and more people will be interested in walking their walk the way that you do, I think, huh?
We're Stalo, thank you.
Would you like to give some wisdom for us?
I guess I can only hope that everyone will find the doorway to those special connections to the universe and find the magic that can weave in and out of their world as well.
That's beautiful, Bear Cloud. Thank you so much. So everybody start looking for the doorway and then be brave enough to step through it like Bear Cloud did.
But let's get back to the star glyphs again, Bear Cloud. Please tell us some more about my favorite dolphin chakra star glyph, okay?
Yeah, that was very interesting. It was an amazing star glyph. It appeared actually right next to Eastfield in a place called Golden Ball Hill, and known from the ancient people there to have these golden orbs that are seen around the mountain from time to time. And so for centuries it's been called Golden Ball Hill.
Mm.
But there was a star glyph that appeared on the edge of that resembled two dolphins with a series of circles. Well, many years later, probably around 2004, somewhere in there, a formation appeared that look like a very strange sort of chakra line of circles. I was able to see and decide that one and realize that it was constructed of a series of stars that told a story and was literally the Star Nation version of the chakra systems as it would relate to the universe, to the stars. It was really, really an amazing, amazing thing. So,
well, it's incredible that we have somebody on the planet right now, you, that can interpret these. You've now put all of that knowledge together that you've been collecting over the past decade into this new book called Seven Fires. You're sharing this knowledge with everybody. Do you think the world's ready for this knowledge now?
Well, it's all come at a perfect timing. And, you know, within the book, the Seven Fires are actually seven star glyphs, very unusual, very important star glyphs that found their way to the surface of this planet. And within them were incredibly advanced, high spiritual teachings that I believe literally came from the stars. And it's meant to assist every human being on this earth. They are amazing. And so part of this book is what these seven fires have to do with and how they can assist and help our journey.
And you have created this website called www.starnationgallery.com.
That's right.
To put out the message that the Star Nation people have brought to Earth. And you've now created this book with all of this knowledge in it as well. There's so much information, Bear Cloud, on your websites. Yes. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So what's this I hear about the pyramids in your book?
They're not quite as what people believed and what the archaeologists and Egyptologists have led people to believe. They really are constructed of some very special ways that have remained dormant for 5,000 years. And what I've done in this book is I've uncovered those things, and I'm revealing right now and the very special meaning that exists with those. And I can tell you now, they are amazing beyond comprehension. And there's just not words that can express how important they really are, actually.
Well, I heard from a very good source that this book is going to set the world on fire.
Oh, worst thing.
One thing then to lead into what you're speaking about with the pyramids now. So this is all new information that's coming to mankind, and it's coming through the Star
Nation
people.
That's very correct. And I've been given the understanding and the secret hidden behind each pyramid. And I can promise you, when you see it, you'll understand it yourself. I won't have to convince you of anything. You'll know right off that it carries the absolute truth too. So, but each one was designed specifically for a particular way, particular understanding and journey. They are not the same. They are completely different from each other. Each one carrying a different kind of understanding and a different kind of message designed for the people at this time, at that time. But that same message can span 5,000 millennia and carry the same truth to every person that journeys this earth right now. And they're really amazing. Dilemma in trying to explain these glyphs and what is there, it requires pictures, and I'm a visionary. I'm a vision seer. So the things that I have transpose into visual images. And so a lot of this understanding comes, if you understand that a picture can carry 1,000 words, it can touch every part of every cell of a person's existence in a glance. It's these pictures and things that are contained with a book that are so telling and so revealing and so important. And there's 150 color pages in this book.
That's incredible. Yeah. So what are the images that we can look forward to seeing? Are they your paintings and star glyphs?
The different stories, a lot of the hidden understanding between the star glyphs that were important to me. And while there are many man-made ones, these ones that I'm interested in carry universal messages that are every bit a match for the greatest cultures on this planet. And move in harmony with those, whether it's the Buddhist, the Hindu, the Native American, all of them, all of the ancient spiritual traditions everywhere, and they're related to all of them. Those images are the ones that I have revealed the unseen qualities that exist within them and shown how to understand the stories that exist.
That is spectacular. I am so excited to hear all of this from you, Bear Cloud, because you are one that walks with integrity. There's no doubt about that.
One thing that you said earlier interested me. It was about the people that had built the pyramids. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, what your ideas are?
As the years evolved and millennia fell one after another, people who weren't quite in harmony with spirit is what the original people were, began to take it down a step, and perhaps they began to hoard the knowledge and felt it was meant for them only and not for the others. There's many different stories that can be seen in it, you know, they're like that. But what happened is I believe that as time evolved and millennia fell, that so did the knowledge and the meaning behind what the original understanding was. And perhaps pharaohs and such changed the meaning as it went along, when they may not necessarily have been walking a higher path themselves, and perhaps walking a place of power, ego, things like that. that really doesn't serve the people, and it's more of a self-serving type of concept. And so the original information became lost in the sands of the Sahara Desert.
Well, and as our planet has fallen out of harmony, this book is a catalyst that will put it back together that you've brought here.
Oh, worst day.
Please tell us a little bit more about the book and some of the star glyphs.
There are seven different star glyphs that had appeared that have very special teachings that come from some of the highest places that I could possibly describe. Their message is meant for all of humanity. And each one of these star glyphs carries a very special gift. And so that's why the book was actually called Seven Fires.
Or you said that it was literally a book of spiritual knowledge hidden in the star glyph. Is that?
Yes, it is. It had contained over 52 different symbols. And I've spent 3.5 years uncovering what was inside of that one star glyph. It was one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen. It was incredible. And, so literally a Star Nation book of spiritual knowledge. Each one of those symbols carried a message meant was an infinite understanding within itself, meant as a message for every person and designed and constructed of every person that exists. Anyone can understand this and everyone is related to it. Another thing that the book reveals is that as I was working on these star glyphs, I was given some very unique information. And I can't tell you quite why this information happened and why it was given to me. Perhaps it's the timing. It could be many different things. I have to tell you, it's mystifying to me, too. But I am a seer and a vision seeker, so it is the nature of my journey to see these type of things. Every pyramid on that Giza Plateau had a different reason and purpose for being there, none of which really is related to what the archaeologists and Egyptologists suggest that they are. Each one had an understanding and a gift for all of humanity. Now, it was designed originally for the people of Egypt and their path and journey as they went along. But I can tell you now, those understandings can spend 5 millennia and be understood by every person on this planet in the same way and connected to it just as much as those ancient people were 5,000 years ago. And they are amazing beyond comprehension. People have no idea. It's amazing.
Well, you said earlier when we were speaking that the book unfolds the whole magical journey of why the pyramids were built.
Yes, that's right. It does. All of the pyramids that exist had a specific meaning, specific understanding, a specific way that it operated, offering a teaching to those people at that time. And in the same way those people could understand it, we can understand it now. It's just that it's laying dormant for all this time, waiting to be understood and seen one more time.
You used the word evolvement. So it's going to help the evolvement of mankind.
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, worst day. It's reached those timings. There's a changing of the millennium that's transpired. It's time for these ancient understandings to step forward one time and rejuvenate and reintegrate back into people's worlds. An ancient language that has been forgotten all this time, and the world has been operating on one leg, so to speak, and limping along in this material world, not really understanding the true nature and the magnitude of the universe and the world that we live in and the things that we're connected to.
One thing that you mentioned on your website, too, if people would like, they can go to bearcloud.com to access all of his websites. It must be so much fun for you. Like, it's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle or something, and you keep finding answers to things that are mystifying.
Yes, the doors just open for me to be able to see these visions about what's going on inside of it. I don't really quest after those things so much as what one might do with a crossword puzzle or trying to figure them out or something like that. They literally come into vision when I see them, and I just unlock the understanding that exists in the same way it did with the pyramids of Egypt. And when people see the information that's been uncovered about the pyramids, you'll understand why the star glyphs are so important.
Before we go on about the pyramids, because I want to hear more about that, but I want to tell you how comforting your words are in this world that's going through such trials right now, to hear such positivity from you and words of hope. Well, it's awesome. Yeah, and then now a little bit more about the pyramids. You said there's an underlying current of what caused them to be built the way that they were. Are they like a structure that allows a connection for people?
Absolutely. The understanding of the pyramids and their construction is very hidden, very silent, but very much there, and meant for everyone. These pyramids were, I believe, constructed to assist all the people of Egypt at that time and assisted them to their higher paths and higher understandings. Each pyramid was completely different than the next. They may appear the same as you look at a picture of the three pyramids of the Giza Plateau. They all appear to be the same, but I can promise you they are completely different from each other, carrying a completely different type of understanding, literally a book within themselves, each one setting on the horizon of the Sahara Desert.
Well, you talk about the ancient people of Egypt and how evolved they truly were. So yeah. You have an understanding of what went wrong there.
Yes, and I believe what happened is what generally happens across the board, really, even in this day and time. As time went along, the original people who constructed that walked a path and journey of an altitude that really can't be expressed in words. A connection to the earth themselves and everything around them that might could possibly have evolved to the point of them literally being able to move the stones of the pyramids themselves. And as time went along, bits and pieces of information became lost to elements that, perhaps many different ways, but perhaps through elements of greed and power, things of that nature, people wanting to hold on to it and not give it to someone else now. And so as time went along and the millennium fell one in front of the other, the original meaning behind those star glyphs became lost and fell into the sand dunes of the Sahara Desert. That's the only way I know to express that.
Wow. And then how lucky are we to be alive on the planet right now when this is all unfolding before our very eyes?
Yes, it really is, and truly magical understanding. And I'm very excited about how this is going to assist people and the doors it's going to really open to help people on their journeys. Because there's a tremendous dust storm going across this planet right now of disharmony and fear and many different things going on that way. These understandings have a way of calming that wind and putting it in a place where people can truly evolve to some of the highest places that exist in our universe.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear those words, Bear Cloud, and I know so many people on the planet will be as well. And they're hearing it here from Trent Radio, that you can go to www.starnationgallery.com and buy Bear Cloud's new book, Seven Fires, because I heard from a very good source, Bear Cloud, that this book is going to set the world on fire.
Oh, we're staying. Thank you.
And the word that you have used is evolvement. That's the whole purpose of the show, is to encourage people to help themselves. Because if every single person on the planet would be the best person they can be, then we would live in heaven here on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And what you're doing is offering people a chance at that. You're saying that anybody can understand this and people can look at your pictures and...
Yes.
They'll start to remember? Is this the general idea?
All I can say is that a picture, once again, carries 1,000 words. Hidden within them are infinite messages and infinite understanding. And so within my book here, I have approximately 150 color pages of symbols and these hidden understandings of the pyramids that have been lost. The understanding of these star glyphs and all the hidden qualities there, the silent language that has been lost and forgotten over all of this time is expressed through these images. Because that's the way I am. I'm a seer, a vision seeker, and so that's the way I'll tell my story.
I think a lot of people on the planet are visual learners too, so how lucky we are to have you to paint the way to our own truths.
Yeah.
Now, images, the book is a huge book that you've written, and there are, you said, 150 pages, but what kind of images are included in your book, Bear Cloud? Are they of your paintings?
A few of my paintings are in there that are important, that tell some of the stories about how the journey is, how to understand it through the natural qualities that exist on the earth. And it evolves from there into showing some of the important star glyphs that have been given to this planet that reveal these higher elements from which we're made. And I can tell you now that some of these star glyphs and the messages contained within them are every bit in alignment with the highest understanding that exists throughout the ancient indigenous cultures across the earth, whether it's the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Native American, ancient Celts. Things of that nature that carry some of these higher truths are weaved into these star glyphs, and it's an amazing language, but told in a way that reveals a different story and opens up some brand new windows to be able to see some things that just haven't been seen before. They're amazing.
I'm just getting chills. So those are all the truth bumps coming up, because it's just... It's incredible, all of the things that you're speaking about. Incredible in the biggest sense of that word, too. So, Bear Cloud, I want to ask you, have you started writing your second book yet?
Well, this book is 440 pages, and most of it's a narrative, but with all of these images weaved into it. But, you know, even with all that, I had to leave so much out that was incredibly important. And all I could do was it was very difficult. I realized that I was going to have to do another book because it was just some incredibly important understandings that needed to still reach out to the people that had been gifted from the stars. And I guess in a way I have begun my second book because those images are sitting here and ready to present themselves to the people. So... for what they carry in the silent language that sits within them.
Well, it's incredible that you've got this book off, because I know that you're already involved with all of your paintings, your visionary art, and also we had you on Trent Radio before telling us about the Chameleon Project. So can you tell us a bit about where you're at with the Chameleon Project right now?
Yes, that was a vision that came to me about 8 years ago that I had been diligently working on bringing to the surface and implementing a giant glass solarium, a dome-stuck structure. It's massive in size, of approximately 52 acres. Beneath it is a series of 200 gardens, and within them is weaved these star glyphs. It's a magical place for people to come and visit. It's designed to be visited from around the world, and a magical place for, like, artists, musicians, scientists, mathematicians, evolving their own ideas and own expressions, can come into a place like this and be so supported by what's all around through these gardens to take those things to even a higher level. It demonstrates the common thread that exists through everyone. And it's a magical place, and designed also with a glass pyramid in the center of it as part of its structure. And once people have read this book, they're going to absolutely understand why I'm doing what I'm doing and how important it really is that it be there. And so I'm hoping to gain a great deal of support from the people out there in bringing this into solidity, bringing it onto the planet, because it needs it so badly, so desperately, and it will help to such a degree that it's hard to even express. And so I'm hoping that people can give it just a little bit to be able to help set it forward and bring it into reality and become a part of it themselves, a piece of this magical journey that's important on the planet at this changing time, and becoming a part of what changes the planet into this sacred place that it really should be. So I'm very excited about people being able to look at this and see what it's about and understand its true nature, and hopefully help into, like I say, bring it into the forefront and onto the surface.
Well, I, for one, want to be a part of this world that you've envisioned. It's just something that's so awesome and incredible. I know a lot of people are wanting a world of love, peace, joy, and happiness. So here we have a chance at it, because now you're actually giving us a map so how we can all be a part of it. So thank you so much, Bear Cloud.
Oh, we're safe. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, before we wrap up the show, I would like to ask you about one star glyph in particular that has affected you more than any other, and I'm sure they all have in different ways, but is there one that was outstanding to you?
Oh, that would be hard. There were many of them that were incredibly special to me. The one that maybe stands out the most is probably the one that had come to me in the very first, that has a symbol that I was gifted to envision, and five times this one month, and eventually appeared in the fields of England. It was a magical unknown symbol that existed in a cave far, in fact, up near where you are, actually, in that almost general area, not in Toronto, but not far from there.
The petroglyphs?
It's in some caves back up in there. Mm-hmm. Somebody had discovered it, and it ended up printed in the book. It's the only place I had ever seen the glyph, and I spent years looking for it after it had come to me in vision. And then I really just kind of kept it to myself, really. I didn't do much with it, I used it through my own personal means. And then all of a sudden, one day, it magically appeared in a field in England. And quite honestly, it's one of the highest symbols there is.
Wow. And it's in the book, Bear Cloud?
Yes, it is. And it has what people don't realize, and what this reveals, are the six different eyes that we look with as beings on this planet. Our physical eyes are only one of the God's eyes that we look with. And God's eye is a very ancient native symbol that goes way back. Another of the God's eyes that we look with that's important to our journey is the eye of the heart. Another one might be the eye of intuition. There are three others that are important to us. We're going to have to let everybody discover those for themselves.
And they have to find out how to begin that with your book, Seven Fires.
Well, it's in there, yes. It explains it in there. But perhaps people can take a journey and see those for themselves, too.
Well, we're talking about ancient knowledge here, Bear Cloud, that you're gifting in your way to the world so other people can evolve as well.
That's great.
You created the StarNationGallery.com website to honor the Star Nation people, and that is where people can go to buy your book, right?
Yes, that's right. Right on the front page, there's a direct link to explaining and showing the images, what the book looks like, and some of the information about what it's about in the back cover and whatnot, and place to purchase it. I've tried to put this book at an incredibly low price, and I'm not sure that I'll be able to maintain it. But it's very inexpensive, and at this point in time, for a 440-page book and with 150 pages of color, it's only $29.95. So there you go.
Okay, well, that's incredible, Bear Cloud. And so here at Trent University, I know that they'll be getting a copy for their library, and we'll have to make sure of that. And we thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and sharing it in the book Seven Fires. That if anybody would like to be in touch with Bear Cloud, it's simple to start at bearcloud.com, and you can see his paintings at bearcloudgallery.com. But everything's connected if you go from bearcloud.com.
Cool.
And and so we've got so many things, Bear Cloud. I don't know how you have time, because you paint, you've got the Chameleon Project, you've got the Seven Fires. Oh, and you're traveling again. You're going over to England this summer as well?
Right. But I would like to also mention to you that one of the things that I've created with this book that's a little unusual is that I've created what's called a slipcase set. And in there are three posters that reveal the more important, some of the more important discoveries that I've made about the pyramids. They're larger and more visible, and you can see some of these important correlations that have been unseen for 5,000 years. And also, a one-hour DVD is in there. So over the past 12 years, one of the things that I've created are visual expressions through animations, where I've taken symbols such as this seven-sided snowflake that appeared in Eastfield and shown the hidden magic that exists with them through this overlapping moving geometry and sound and music that goes along with it. So it's over an hour of animations that I have put together in the past 12 years.
Wow. I mean, that is so much. Like, the information that you have is just so beautiful and incredible, and just there's so much of it. So it's something that's going to knock the socks off of everybody, I think. Hey, Bear Cloud.
Oh, well, stay. Thank you. Yeah, and I will be going to England this summer, and looks like speaking at some conferences out that way, and I'm very excited about seeing this. What might be appearing at that time when I show up there. So I've had some pretty magical things happen, and so I'm always real curious when I arrive what the stargrowths are.
Yeah, I know symbols.
A lot of the symbols that I'm talking about exist across all the way from up there all the way across to the west coast of the U.S. So in ancient pictographs, you know, and some of those things go back 7,000 years.
Wow.
Some are very ancient, you know. So a lot of those secrets have just been kept and used over the time. You know, some people now use them on dance clothes and things of that nature. But they stood the test of time in these pictographs and petroglyphs that are found everywhere.
Well, with all of your wisdom, gathering, and knowledge, are there some parting words of wisdom to help people evolve on their path?
Oh, well, I just wish everyone a most magical journey, and that they can be all that they can be and take this heaven on earth and evolve to the highest understanding possible within everybody's world. I just wish everyone the most that way.
Well, that is so beautiful, and thank you so much, Bear Cloud, from all of your listeners. That was awesome. Okay, we are going to sign off from Mary's Moments today with Bear Cloud, and people that have been listening here, we've been so lucky to have the spiritual teachings of Bear Cloud here on Trent Radio. And everybody, go to bearcloud.com, and you will just be so enthralled with the paintings. It'll take you so long to get to the other page, which is just out of this world, the starnationgallery.com, and to purchase Bear Cloud's book, Seven Fires. Okay, Bear Cloud?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me a part of your circle, and I'll send you many blessings.
We are so honored that you've agreed to be on the show, and we will definitely have you back to tell us about what happened in the summertime.
Oh, thank you.
Okie doke.
Oh.
Okay, thanks so much, Bear Cloud.
Okay.